Ja, im Studio haben wir heute Rungwe. Rungwe macht ab heute mit bei den Newcomer News und wir wollen ihm ein paar Fragen stellen darüber, woher er kommt und wie er nach Deutschland gekommen ist.
Ja, Rungwe, du bist du kommst aus Tansania, aber du bist auch amerikanisch. Richtig, das ist kompliziert.
Ja, es ist sehr kompliziert.
Du kannst über deine Reise uns erzählen, oder auf Englisch oder auf Deutsch?
Ja, auf Englisch ist okay, besser. So I just want to say a little bit about my story. Mm-hmm. And I am originally from Tanzania, and that's my motherland, and most of my family is still there. But also, I left there in 2000. Then I went to Russia for studies. And then in Russia, around 2005, after seeing was not very safe for African students there, then I moved to the United States. Mm-hmm. And in the United States, I stayed for several years and then studied there as well, finished my studies in political science. So I did an associate degree in political science. That's 2 years degree. And then later I did two more years. Then you get a bachelor degree. And so when I was there, at that time I was already American citizen, and then I met a German lady in New York, and I was already thinking how I can continue with my studies. And there is very expensive to study, and I figured out that if I come to Germany, it's free. I mean, you have to worry about accommodation, but not too much school fees. So I thought it was a better idea to come here to
love,
Germany.
With a story of auch.
Yes, with my move here with my wife, and so we can have a chance for me to continue with my studies, which I did at the University of Tübingen. And I did a master's in political science. And this was a newly program started in 2013 and was in the Middle East. So it's called Middle East Comparative Politics, Middle East and Society, CMAPS. And we were the first cohort, and we did that for 2 years. So I graduated last year, and I'm still here in Tübingen, trying to figure out next move. And that's pretty much it I can say for now.
And how did you, the story of the Middle East, was it always something you were interested in, or how did you come to that?
Yes, I was always interested in the Middle Eastern politics and culture. So coming from the Tanzanian culture, Tanzanian background, we have about, let's say, 35% or 40% Muslims living in Tanzania, and about 35% Christians. But if you look at Zanzibar, which is part of Tanzania, because Tanzania is the United Republic, and United Republic, so meaning Tanganyika, was known before 1961, and then later Tanganyika and Zanzibar united, and Tanzania was born in 1961. So in 1964, I mean. After that, the country became known as Tanzania. So if you look at Zanzibar, there's about 96 or 97% Muslims. And you look at the mainland, which is used to be known as Tanganyika, there is 35%. So you see, in total, majority are Muslims, slightly majority. And so growing up as a Muslim myself, I was so interested in the culture and knowing more about the religion and things like that. So I attended the madrasa as a child, but not for so long. But later I focused more on the secular education. So it was an opportunity for me to come here and find out there is this program that I can use. Apart from interest, I can also increase my knowledge in that field. And yes, I really learned a lot of things about the Middle East in this program, the politics, the culture. We even had a language part that we could be trained in Arabic. So I had also Arabic training, which is now a little bit, the knowledge is a little bit nebulous because I haven't been using it since I came from Egypt, which I spent one semester there. So I would say I can hear very well most of the Arabic when spoken, but I'm having a hard time to speak it. So I don't like using it much, which is bad if you want to practice language.
Yeah, if you want to practice, you have to talk all the time and again and again. So, but are there any other languages you learned at university?
At the university here in Tübingen, apart from Arabic, which was compulsory for that program, I, of course, as now resident in Germany, I had to learn German. So it wasn't required in that program because it was all in English, so you could get along very well with that language. You didn't need German. But again, as a resident here, living with the family and things like that, you need to get around, you need to communicate with people. So I learned German too. And my German is going well now because I didn't have a lot of time when I was doing the program. But since I finished last year, I started again because I did just basic courses early when I came, and then I stopped and I was focusing more on finishing my master's program. So after finishing, now I have more time. So I also study more Deutsch. I do more Deutsch courses. Und jetzt ist ein bisschen besser. Ich kenne auch auf Deutsch sprechen, aber vielleicht ich brauche mehr Zeit und mehr Praktikum und dann ist vielleicht fließend die Deutsch sprechen.
Und wo lernst du Deutsch?
So I learned the German language. I did some courses at the university here, Tübingen University. I also did some courses. I did about two courses when this A1 and A.2 at Fasko Schule. So I started at Fasko Schule and then I did one course also at the university last semester. I did that course. And now since I'm no longer a student, I can't do any course, as far as I know, at the university, as far as the German course goes. But I can do outside that. And now I'm doing these arrangements to start again, maybe B1. That's B1 in the European scale, and continue with the German language training.
Das heißt, wir können uns zusammen unterhalten. Ein bisschen auf Deutsch?
Ja, ich habe schon auf Deutsch gesprochen.
Ja.
Das geht auch, aber ich möchte, vielleicht ist es einfach für mich jetzt, wenn ich so kompliziert, dann ich kenne Englisch benutzen.
Mhm. Das ist da, was ich habe dieses Problem, als ich hier gekommen bin, habe ich immer auf Englisch gesprochen. Ungefähr 3 Monate oder 4 Monate und dann, hey, ich muss jetzt Deutsch lernen. Und
ja.
Dann habe ich auf Englisch aufgehört zu sprechen. Und dann jetzt spreche ich immer noch, ich hoffe, besser Deutsch. Okay.
Ja.
Ja, ich glaube auch, dass es so wichtig ist, ich spreche auf Deutsch, weil das mehr Praktikum und dann ich kenne auch besser. Speziell wenn ich spreche nur Deutsch, dann das ist
du lernst
nur Englisch, das ist dann so schwer, Deutsch zu lernen.
Du musst oder du solltest zuerst auf Englisch einfacher die komplizierte Situationen auf Englisch sprechen, aber die einfachste Situationen wir können auf Deutsch einfach sprechen.
Ja, aber das ist okay für mich. Ich bin jetzt, ich denke jetzt ist okay, weil ich habe auch Russisch Sprache gelernt in Russland, wenn ich war da.
Bist du fertig auch mit Lernen?
Ja, ich habe auf Russisch gestudiert, wenn ich war in Russland. Und dann meine russische Sprache war sehr gut, weil ich war da 4 Jahre. Aber dann nach USA gegangen und dann hier nicht so viel Russisch gesprochen, keine Praktikum. Und jetzt ist es so schwer, wenn ich spreche Russisch, dann ich mache diese Miss mit Deutsch.
Okay. Ja.
Und dann, aber ich muss nochmal
Sprichst du mit deiner Frau zu Hause auf Englisch oder auf Deutsch?
Ja, wir sprechen jetzt mehr Deutsch.
Aha.
Ja, weil das hilft mir. Ja.
Ja, das ist mein Tipps, mein Tipp oder mein Rat für dich vielleicht. Es ist am besten, immer noch mehr auf Deutsch zu sprechen.
Ja, ja, okay. Natürlich.
Aber hast du denn, wenn du von Tansania in die USA gegangen bist, dann musstest du ja auch erst Englisch lernen, oder? Also hattest du die Situation wie jetzt, dass du in ein Land kommst und die Sprache nicht kannst und erstmal lernen musst? Ja, schon mal, oder? Oder sogar schon öfters, wenn du auch in Russland schon studiert hast?
Nein, nein, das ich konnte schon Englisch sprechen,
okay.
Weil die Tansania ist auch Englisch und Swahili sprechen.
Okay.
Aber natürlich, Muttersprache ist Swahili und dann Englisch auch. So viele Familien Englisch benutzen oder im Schule auch ist nur Englisch und ein bisschen Swahili.
Okay. Hast du noch Fragen?
Ja, ich habe mich gefragt, warum du denn eigentlich in die USA gegangen bist von Tansania?
Warum? Das ist, war so schwer für Studenten aus Afrika und nicht nur Afrika, aber alle aus Middle East und die Studenten, die Russisch nicht, not is Russian, those who are not Russians, was very difficult. So there was some racism going on and was dangerous for others who are not Russians. And it became very, very dangerous, and I had to apply for the immigrant visa, and I was lucky to have that. And I finally moved there and continue. So it's not like in the US there are no issues too, but we know this is the worldwide issue, racism. And but situation got better in the US. So I continue there because there are already laws in the US that at least it's not that open. You can get protected more than you could be protected in Russia. So I don't know how it is now in Russia, if things have gotten better in terms of laws. But at that time, there were no really laws in place to protect minorities. And that was a problem.
And how do you feel about Germany with racism? Did you ever experience
In Germany, actually, I don't have that experience personally. I have a few friends from US and Africa too. Tanzania and other countries have complained to me, have told me they have had that experience in Germany. And so I know it's there, but for me personally, I haven't had. And I have had these experiences before. I know how they look like, how they feel. But for me here, luckily, I haven't had yet, apart from listening from other foreigners who are coming from Africa or have African origin.
The contact with people is symbol in OSR.
How do you get contact with people?
Is it einfacher als hier oder?
Was it easier in the US to get to know people or here?
I would say here. In Germany, it's easy. It has been easy for me to meet people and to make friends. I think Germans are pretty social people, and they put a lot of emphasis on families. With my small young family here, we have family friends. And we meet occasionally, often we meet. And I have a few friends too, Germans and others as well. So, but in the US, it was a little bit different. You can make friends, it's not a problem. But I think people are also very busy, like they keep themselves too busy to socialize. So there is if you are not from there or you're just new coming, it may not be very easy to make friends. So you will need to go out of your way to be in a very social gatherings so you could meet people and you could have friends. It's possible too. They are friendly Americans as well, and they also like to socialize. But I my experience is that people maybe work a lot, so one may have two jobs or working a lot of hours, so may not have a lot of time to socialize. So here Germans people are working hard, but also they have a lot of vacations or Urlaub, we may say.
Urlaub.
Yeah, so they like, also they have free time to socialize and to have friends and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. I think compared to the US, we have a lot of days off in Germany. So thank you very much for sharing your experiences. Mm. Dankeschön, Rungwe, dass du deine Erfahrungen geteilt hast.
Das war eine sehr gute Erfahrung zu hören.
Ja.
Und wir wünschen dir alles Gute hier in Deutschland in Zukunft.
Ja.
Okay.
Und wir werden dich noch öfter hier hören.
Ja? Du bist bei uns jetzt.
Ja, natürlich. Ich möchte hier auch so viel machen mit meinen Sprachen.
Ja.
Jetzt, ich kenne ein bisschen machen auf Swahili und Englisch auch. Und so, ich vorbereite Programme später und wir können zusammen. Also, ich bin noch hier. Das ist okay.
Da können wir uns also freuen.
Ja.
Danke.